Ewan for breakfast. 6 a.m. weekdays on the Limestone Coast's Triple M. And always online at triplem.com.au. Triple M Rocks, Limestone Coast local sport. Thanks to Harvey Norman Mount Gambier.
Let's try that one on 963 Triple M. It is time for us to talk a whole heap of sport across the Limestone Coast. I have got Barney and Milo in the studio. KG is on the line. Ken, good morning.
Good morning, fellas. How are we on this beautiful Friday morning, fellas?
Fantastic. Now, we've got a few things to smile about being Australians. One is a young girl called Happy Gilmore, Steph Gilmore. What a treasure she is. What a treasure. And the other one is we've got a couple of people playing tennis who are coming up in January who we can actually be proud of, Ash Barty and the young boy. I mean, I hope everyone goes to the Australian Open and watches them because these are wonderful young athletes and they really have a crack.
Well, they certainly are, Barney, and it's fantastic that Davis Cup is coming back to Memorial Drive, which is which puts a little bit of cream on the cake. It's been a long time coming, and let's hope we see more of this in the future, which is fantastic. But you're right, Barney, and Milo, to see some of the youngsters putting up their hand and doing it in the professional way. That's the pleasing part of it all.
Now, KJ, you'll be at Adelaide Oval for the first test versus India next Thursday. Now, Sheffield Shield form, has that given us any indication of who's in and your prediction?
Well, the Sheffield Shield form's been all over the place, Barney and Milo. Our batting, obviously, and I'm stating the obvious here, is a real concern. We've got to get away at the top of the order. They'll open with Finch and young Harris and Kawaja. If he comes up fitness wise, we'll bat at three. That's the query for the Australian side. Look, if I was Justin Langer and the selectors, I'd be saying to this 14-man squad, look, fellas, this is the best squad that we could possibly choose. So far as the selectors are concerned, you are the 14 players that we believe can do the job. And there, you are the players that will play in this series against India. The only change will be because of if conditions change and so forth. But we've just got to get away at the top of the order. Our batting's terrible, man. But I guess when you take out two of your better players, in Warne and Smith, any international side's going to struggle. So it's a real challenge for Australia, but hey, we've risen to the task previously, and I hope we can do it again here in Adelaide, guys.
Well, the Women's League AFL is about to start. They have a fantastic coach in Matt Clark. We caught up with him the other day. He's very, very excited. He's got some real height of the pack. There's a young girl who's a young doctor, actually, in her early 30s with a real bit of height there. And also Aaron Phillips is back, of course, the best player in the league. Gee, I can hardly wait for the women to get going.
Well, it's going to be interesting, Barney, isn't it? It took off with a real bang, and I'll be keen to see just the interest in it. And those girls don't die wondering. That's the big thing about it. Perhaps at times they do put their body at risk at times by going in too hard. But gee whiz, they're entertained. There's no two ways about that.
And I would not get in their way. I would step out of their way. Watch out.
Exactly right.
Now, KG, I know you sneaked down to have a look at Crows training. They're all back in full flight. Now, is there any truth in the story that if anyone mentions the word camp, you're automatically delisted?
Exactly right. I tell you what, I've seen a bit of training, and I've seen the boys as an individual group sort of at Henley High School, and I tell you what, there's some fit players there. Seedsman, young Brad Crouch, I tell you what, he is raring to go. But just watch one player this year. I think he's going to have a super year for the Crows, and that's Miller. His training has been sensational. We saw at times what he can do coming off the halfback flank last year. He'll if he stays sound, he'll have a terrific year. We've got Brad Crouch, who's a rookie, didn't play last year. Brody Smith, a rookie, played, what, two games last year. So there are a lot of upsides to the Crows, guys, I can tell you.
And we've had some good pickups in McAdam and a couple of young guys. And who have we got to back up Sauce Jacobs?
Well, that's the query, and I still can't work that one out. I can't say that.
yeah, I think they're still banking on Jenkins, aren't they, KG?
Well, they are, but I'm amazed that the Crows did not pick up somebody in the draft or whatever in the trading to back up Sauce Jacobs, because we saw last year the work rate that he was expected to do was too much in the end. Well, and there's no doubt in my mind, If there's a concern with the Crows, that is it.
But there's a really good guy who's going to be playing at Norwood, but we won't mention his name because we don't want the rest of Australia to know about him.
Good. Keep it quiet. We need some help, boys. In that area, we do. There's no doubt about it. I can't wait for the footy season, I tell you. Cannot wait.
This is a Limestone Coast Triple M podcast. Classic Hits 963 Triple M.